All right, let's go live. All my colleagues on. I see, who do I see? I see city staff. I see Commissioner Richardson. Mayor Gelber and Mayor Steinberg seem to be on. Just let me get my participants up so I can see hands. Okay, no hands yet. Okay, first item on the agenda is the debt refinancing. We didn't really get a chance to talk about it last week. John Woodruff, are you going to cover this?
Yes, sir. I'll handle this item. Okay, so good afternoon. As you probably know, as an emergency response to the COVID-19 crisis, the Federal Reserve recently reduced federal interest rates to historic lows. And so given this favorable interest rate environment, the city's financing team has identified several opportunities to refinance some debt without extending the term of the debt. These opportunities are primarily through bank loans instead of traditional bond issues due to current market volatility. So that's probably the vehicle that we'll choose to or recommend to go with. Based on current market conditions, the estimated savings from the proposed refinancings would total $16.7 million and importantly be structured to front load some savings to help mitigate the financial impact from COVID-19. The first opportunity to refinance is $31.5 million of 2010 parking bonds. That refinancing is estimated to generate net present value savings of $7.9 million. And importantly, we would try to structure it so that this September, that means in this fiscal year, we would actually be able to save $2.3 million and then $2.5 million next year. So these savings would help provide relief to the parking fund, which, as we've mentioned before, is one of the funds most affected by the economic impact of COVID-19. We would also combine the parking refinancing with a small refunding of the $7.3 million Amoresco lease to generate an additional $368,000 of savings. So we also have an opportunity to refinance $40 million of 2010 water and sewer bonds. That's estimated to generate a net present value savings of $8.4 million. To offset the decline in water and sewer revenue due to COVID-19, the refunding can be structured to provide upfront savings of $3.4 million next year. So those are the refinancings we're recommending at this time. When we get to 2022, we'll have an opportunity to refinance 2017 stormwater bonds as well. So we'll be monitoring that opportunity over the next couple of years. So the three proposed refinancings on the table total $16.7 million. And the next step is for the financing team to negotiate with lenders and bring final refinancing recommendations to the City Commission in late June or early July.
Okay, colleagues, I see Commissioner Richardson has his hand up. Commissioner Richardson.
Thank you, Chair. John, can you tell us, I'm looking at your schedule and maybe it's here and I just haven't figured out which direction to read it in, but I'm curious about the savings, the $16.7 million. What would be the savings for, I guess, not this fiscal year, but next fiscal year beginning in October and the year after that, if you have it? And would those savings be in enterprise funds like parking, or would there be any savings to the general fund?
Yes, if you look at the table that's in the memo, and you can just pick which year you want to look at, and it'll tell you the savings. So when it comes to whether it's in the general fund or not, none of the savings would be in the general fund except the Amoresco lease, the parking bonds. That savings would be in parking. The water and sewer bonds would be in water and sewer. And so if you look at the table, we front-loaded a lot of that savings in the first couple of years. Given that we're wrestling right now with the financial impact of COVID-19. But, you know, for parking, $8.6 million over the life of the remaining life of the bonds. So, for example, in parking, $2.3 million in savings in 2020, $2.5 million in savings in 21, and then $200,000 thereafter. So that, okay. So that kind of demonstrates that we've sort of front-loaded it, and something similar in water sewer as well.
And that 2020 is our current fiscal year, the fiscal year we're in, right?
Yeah, so that represents a significant opportunity. We didn't know if we were going to be able to capture that FY 2020 payment in there. And so that's big. So that's over and above the budget balancing plan we presented to date for parking. So if and when we're able to consummate this deal, then that would provide additional relief.
And the $295,000 would be relief we would have for the general fund for this fiscal year, right?
Correct.
So that could be closer to my aspirational $5 million of reserves.
As I mentioned before, there's a lot of miscellaneous kind of savings that I think, especially when we get the second quarter projections, which I'm hoping to get late next week, maybe in time for next Friday's meeting, potentially, possibly, if not certainly the week after, where we think we're going to get a whole lot closer, if not even exceed the $5 million use of general fund reserves in that budget balancing plan.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Commissioner Samuelin, you have your hand up.
Yep. I just want to say this is wonderful news. I want to thank Commissioner Minor for sponsoring this goodness and to John and his team for making it happen. These are some important savings. So great job to everyone. I'll move the item.
So I would second it and hope that Chairman, could this be added to our agenda, the commission agenda, next Wednesday? Because I think we would like to move on this as quickly as possible so we can give our finance folks the authority to start negotiating.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, it'll be up to the mayor to put it on the agenda as a supplement, but I can't see an objection. This is what you call a no-brainer. So, yeah, I will support this as well.
Just a quick
clarification. All right, there he is.
Can I give you a quick clarification? We don't need to take this to commission until we actually want to have a vote on the terms of the refinancing. So this was more of a informational item and just sort of get the green light to move forward. I think we sort of got a green light of sorts last Friday, so we've already started the process, but just wanted to make sure that everyone, had an opportunity to completely understand what we're trying to move forward with.
Thanks, John.
Okay. So the next, and I think the final item is regarding food distribution. Who's going to present this one?
Maria Ruiz.
Mr. Chair, Maria may not be on. I just wanted to help out here if I can. I mean, this is an item that basically allows, it fronts cash to the administration to be able to continue $700,000 to be able to continue with the food distribution. We have seen an overwhelming need, and Maria continues very aggressively to be able to serve all those in need. As of last night, she had about 929 households in the queue for food delivery and for packages, household packages. So this is the item that would allow for the allocation of $700,000. These are monies that we hope will be FEMA reimbursable.
I apologize. We had some problem with my connection, but I'm here.
Great.
Just to add a little bit to what Amina was saying, each of our families are receiving a balanced package that includes produce, grains, legumes, making sure that there's protein as well. The average pack is about $70 and feeds a family of four for 1 week. And we adjust accordingly depending on the size of the family.
Okay, any questions for Maria? I don't see any hands up. Sorry, Mickey. Yep, I see your hand up.
This is wonderful work.
And then Commissioner Samuel.
Thank you. I support, of course. I was just wondering, with all the different food distributions that we're doing, do we have like a master list, and how much of the efforts are we duplicating, and how often are we feeding? Because we want to make sure everybody right now especially is provided for. And I want to make sure that we can kind of all work together during this time. And I fully support, by the way. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll take that. We actually do a vetting of every person who applies, and we are looking at their food stamp allocations and whether or not they're already accessing food through the county. If they are, we adjust accordingly. For those people who are receiving food stamps, They cannot access our benefits for 2 weeks after the date of their EBT load. That means when they actually get their food stamps. The other issue as well is that we're looking at all of the members of the household, because one of the things we have found very early on is that multiple members of households were applying for food at the same time. So we're vetting through and clearing out and serving a household. Regardless of the number of members, it's one household that gets served. In addition, as part of our vetting process, those people who do not receive food stamps but are eligible, we are offering assistance to help them actually apply and get those food stamps so that going forward, their reliance will be less on the city resources.
Can I just say one last thing? Through the yes. chair?
Yes. Okay.
Also, with Miami-Dade County Public Schools, I know that they're providing any child breakfast and lunch for 7 days. So they get to go and pick up from the distribution, so they have it for 7 days. And so are we doing any follow-up with the public school system for those families?
I know that we're asking the families if their children are picking up the foods. The issue is that they don't always have the ability to go and pick up the food. That's what's actually influencing those. So we take that into account. If they're already accessing other food sources, we note that and we take that as part of our strategic allocations that we're giving to each of the families. And I might add that we're not just doing families, we're doing singles. We're getting a lot more adult single adults who don't have food. And we've also started to prepare kosher packages for families that need kosher food.
Okay, that was my next question. Thank you so much. I appreciate that feedback.
Okay. Commissioner Samuel, and then I'm going to have to drop off here. Can I turn this over to the vice chair, Commissioner Richardson?
Sure.
Okay.
Some good questions by Commissioner Steinberg. Very helpful. Clearly, this is a critical need, and you know, anything we could do to help our community. And if I understood the memo correctly, what we're doing here really is fronting the cash. So I'm absolutely supportive of the item.
Thank you, Commissioner Samuel. And I will add my support as well. I appreciate, Maria, you all are doing this. You know, we're feeding now 4 different days between my programs with Feeding South Florida and Farm Share. Farm Share partnered with Seniors in Action. You know, we started feeding 1,000 families a week 8 weeks ago. Then it went to 1,700, and now we're at 2,200 families a week getting food through those programs. But clearly, there is still more demand. It's incredible. I've estimated that we've gotten through those programs almost $500,000 of food donated to our city, and we fed. We're over 10,000, and we'll have another distribution tomorrow for 700. So, but Marie, I'm really glad you're doing this. I know it's a lot of work because, but you have created another program, because, you know, we haven't been able to do walk-ups because of safety reasons, and the way you all are doing it by asking families or individuals to come at a specified time frame is absolutely the way to do it. So, our Tuesday, Thursday is, we're delivering to buildings, and our Wednesday and Saturday are drive-throughs. So this is very much needed in our community, and I appreciate you doing all the work, and I think this is money well spent. So do we need to move this item, John, or legal?
You do.
Okay, so I'll move the item, and do I have a second?
Second.
And Commissioner Minor, are you on?
I am on.
Do you have any opposition to this?
No opposition. Strongly support everything everyone has said.
Okay, great. Well, let's move it then. And can we get it on the agenda? Do we need to put it on the agenda for next Wednesday? And would the mayor be willing to do that?
Well, we could certainly draft the resolution to accept the finance committee's recommendation.
Okay.
I'm sure he'll accept.
But it needs to be moved to the full commission, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's ask the mayor if he'll put it on the agenda for next week.
You want to put on I'm eating chips.
No, mayor, we just passed this $700,000 funding for the food, and I know the agenda is closed, but I want to get this to the commission next Wednesday for approval. So we'll send it to you, and you and Michelle can approve it to get it on the supplemental. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
With that, the other items are deferred, and so is there any other business before the committee before we adjourn? Okay, seeing no business before the committee, the meeting's adjourned, and we'll see everybody. Have a great weekend. Thanks so much, everybody.
Have a great weekend, everyone. Have a
good weekend. Bye now.